Israeli troops today raided three banks in the West Bank town of Ramallah, seizing substantial sums of cash. Israel says the operation targeted the sources of financing for militant groups such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Palestinian authorities condemned the raids. They said they were given no opportunity to cooperate before Israeli troops forced their way inside the banks. NPR's Julie McCarthy was in Ramallah today.
This morning, when Israeli troops rolled into Ramallah to storm the banks, they were confronted by young men and boys throwing stones in protest. Soldiers repelled them with tear gas and rubber bullets. Palestinian medics say at least 18 people were injured. Percussion grenades sent people along a busy street, scurrying into doorways. According to Palestinian banking officials, Israeli troops came equipped with codes that would crack the accounts they were looking to seize. The governor of the Palestinian Monetary Authority, Amin Haddad, said a computer technology expert from one of the raided banks had been interrogated last night in advance of the operation, Israel's largest in this city in months.
Within minutes, different branches of the Israeli armed forces started operating in the banks. They started looking into accounts of customers. This is purely unbelievable for a country claiming to be democratic, for a nation claiming to be legally based.
Haddad said Palestinian officials had never been approached by the Israelis concerning problem accounts within any of the targeted banks, and that the PA was progressing on its own in closing down accounts that masqueraded as humanitarian groups but financed militants. Israel's foreign ministry spokesman, Jonathan Peled, says attempts at winning Palestinian cooperation on this matter have been futile. He said the raids pinpointed only those account holders linked to militant factions that have killed hundreds of Israelis in suicide bombings. Israeli officials say some of the money is coming from parties in Syria and Lebanon. Peled said Israel traced down the account numbers and asked bank managers today to reveal the contents of the accounts. Peled blamed the Palestinian Authority for allowing the financing to continue and dismissed its efforts to reduce the financial capability of militant groups.
I would say it's maybe a little too little and a little too late, but we very much hope that this will encourage them to continue and to increase their efforts, because our impression is that they have done so far absolutely nothing.
PA Monetary Chief Amin Haddad said today's raids did little more than undermine the Palestinian banking system.
If an Israeli jeep comes to a bank and gets the money out from it and confiscates it without any legal standing, why should Palestinians keep their funds at the banking sector? They don't think that we exist next to them and we have interest. They don't give a damn, excuse me for the expression.
Palestinian officials say 3 million shekels, nearly $700,000, were removed from the banks. News agencies put the figure much higher. The foreign ministry's Jonathan Peled could not confirm the amount of money that was seized, but called the operation unprecedented. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.